Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf, using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. A 20-year-old resident from West Liberty, Iowa, has been deported to Guatemala after he was arrested last week at an annual check-in with immigration enforcement officials. As Iowa Public Radio's James Kelly reports, his lawyers found out on Monday when he went to deliver a request to try to pause deportation proceedings.
Pascual Pedro Pedro's lawyer, Timothy Farmer, says he is now back in Guatemala after undergoing ICE's expedited removal process. Farmer says he found out as he was delivering a request at an ICE office in Omaha to keep Pedro Pedro in the country. Farmer says rapid deportations like this have allowed ICE to remove people before anyone has time to respond.
If we didn't have the holiday weekend, we might have been able to get the application filed on Friday of last week. But even that would have been very, you know, it would have been real tough to get everything together that we did. That quickly.
Pedro Pedro's family is demanding answers for his arrest and organizing protests across eastern Iowa. I'm James Kelly, IPR News.
Iowa's biodiesel producers are applauding the massive spending and tax bill signed by President Donald Trump last week. The legislation includes several of the industry's top priorities, including an extension of a major tax credit known as 45Z through the year 2029. Grant Kimberly is executive director of the Iowa Biodiesel Board. He credits Iowa's congressional delegation for negotiating several provisions that will help smaller biodiesel producers, which have been struggling recently.
Senator Grassley in particular was really solely instrumental in making sure that also the small producer biodiesel credit was added into this. They call it the 40A, the old program, bringing it back and adding that in. And that's going to, in particular, help plants in Iowa, the independent biodiesel plants in Iowa and throughout the Midwest.
Kimberly says biofuels producers are still waiting on more guidance from the U.S. Treasury Department on how to qualify for the tax credits. In Illinois, federal prosecutors are seeking a nearly six-year prison term and a big fine for a convicted former Commonwealth Edison CEO. WBEZ's Dave McKinney has details.
Ann Promishori was once one of Chicago's most powerful corporate leaders, but now stands convicted of multiple counts of falsifying business records as ComEd's boss. It was all part of a conspiracy to influence now-convicted former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan to help ComEd's legislative agenda in Springfield. That scheme involved $1.3 million in secret ComEd payments to Madigan-blessed ghost subcontractors that prosecutors say Promishori kept off the company's ledgers. Prosecutors say her misconduct warrants a 70-month prison term and a $1.75 million fine. She's due to be sentenced July 21st. Dave McKinney, WBEZ News.
Illinois State Representative Noreen Hammond is running for re-election in the 94th House District, which includes Western Rock Island and Mercer counties. The Macomb Republican has held the seat for 25 years and serves as Deputy Minority Leader in the House. It's been 1 year since Springfield resident Sonia Massey was killed by a sheriff's deputy in her own home. WBEZ's Mawa Iqbal has more.
Massey had called 911 to her home to report a potential prowler when then-officer Sean Grayson shot her in the face. Meanwhile, Massey's family, friends, and community members are trying to honor her memory, like dedicating an overpass bridge to her. At the ceremony, her cousin Sante Massey called it a bridge between past pain and future promise.
We speak her name not to reopen wounds, but to remind this nation that beneath every statistic is a mother's cry, a child's empty chair, a community's echo of grief.
Grayson is in jail awaiting his October trial for first-degree murder. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Davenport and Cedar Rapids have once again landed on an annual ranking of the top 50 bed bug cities in America. The pest control company Orkin last week ranked Davenport 21st on the list, one spot below Cedar Rapids. Peoria also placed 33rd on the ranking. The list is based on the number of bed bug treatments Orkin performs each year. Chicago held the top spot as the most bed bug infested city in the nation for a fifth year in a row. The Niobe Zoo is offering a haven to illegally trafficked exotic animals. The zoo joined the Wildlife Confiscation Network about a year and a half ago to help rehome smuggled and confiscated animals. Zoo Director Lee Jackson says since then, the zoo has served as a temporary shelter, but has also welcomed some animals into their permanent care.
We have taken in over 200 animals in the time that we've been involved with the Confiscation Network, and we've had to turn down requests for help for some animals just because we didn't have a place to put them.
The Niobe Zoo was the first in Illinois to join the network. This is WVIK News.